some other plans for that day, as they said, we're working on, but it's going to be a beautiful morning. We're believing God for some great things, and I'm just trusting in His goodness towards us. So if you are here this morning, I would ask you to stand, and I'd ask you to turn in the Bible, open your shield, and we're going to get into the Word right now, and we're going to look at some scripture dealing with Palm Sunday, because this is a day that we celebrate all around Christendom, no matter what's going on. It's a day of worship. It's a day of praise. It's a day of just the goodness of God. So Psalm 118, and we're going to turn there this morning, and we're going to look at Psalm 118 and verse 1, and we're going to kind of go through a little bit of the Palm Sunday story and message, and then look at a couple of other passages about dealing with praise, because praise places you in the place of authority. Can we put that up, Psalm 118, verse 1? Praise places you in the place of authority. And look what he said. Look what the psalmist said. This is a prophetic psalm. A prophetic psalm concerning, actually, what's coming up and what is today. He says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Can you just turn to somebody right now and say, you know, God is good. In spite of what's going on, in spite of what's happening around us, I want to declare to you that we serve a good God. In fact, there is nothing bad about God, but God provides everything good for us. Even in the midst of chaos, God is a good God. And why is that? For His mercy endures forever. That word mercy is hasid. It is grace, His unmerited favor around you today is enduring forever. You don't have to worry that God is not going to supply your needs, because God is good and God's favor is surrounding you today. Man, that is good, good news. Amen. Hold up your Bible this morning. Let's say it like we mean it today. Come on, say it, Pastor. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same, in Jesus' name, amen. Turn around and give somebody a high five palm, amen, and tell them they are loved by Jesus today. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. So in tradition of Palm Sunday, the palm actually represented several things. First of all, it represented victory. And what I want you to understand today, that we have the victory of Jesus Christ within us today. You know, we're not going down, we're going up. We're not giving in, we're giving out to people today. So we have the victory of God, and they would wave the palm branches as a symbol of victory. So this morning, you can just lift your hands and begin to wave, because you have the victory within you today. Not only did it represent victory, but it represented steadfastness, that we're not going to be moved or shaken by what's going on in the world. We have a steadfast Savior who loves you so much today, who has so much for you today, and you can be steadfast in that love for you. It represents stamina. Man, do we need stamina right now? Help us all. Everybody say, thank you, Lord, for stamina. You know, I don't know about you, but I like getting out and going places, and this kind of, you know, restraint is like, oh, come on, Lord, help me have that strong stamina in my life. God gives us stamina. Not only did it provide victory and endurance and stamina and strength, but also it provided fruit. You know, people all around us right now are in need. There are so many questions arising out of this. And I want to share with you, and I'm not going to try to get too much ahead of myself, but I believe this is a season the church is coming into to receive a great harvest. And God's going to use you through this time as you maintain the victory that God has given you to receive that harvest and to change lives and see people's lives change by the glory and for the glory of God. He is doing that right now. This is a prophetic season, I believe, of harvest. So you get ready, amen, because God's going to use you mightily to reap a harvest during this time. Hearts are being opened. Lives are being changed. People are asking questions, and you have the answer of hope within you. the hope of Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage you to look around you and look up, because God's got a harvest for us right now. This is going to be a year of great increase in the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. No loss, but increase. God's got harvest for us right now. Man, that's really good preaching. I preach it, Pastor. Amen. Praise God. It is a time of harvest. It is a time of increase. God has got you this morning. Don't you fret. Don't you worry. Don't pass out. Amen. Don't give up. Just know that God's got good for you. Let me drop down a couple other verses here this morning. Just go down to verse 2 and 3 because this is so good. I love this. Let Israel now say, His mercy endures forever. Get it out of your mouth. God, your hasid, your grace, your favor on my life. Nothing's going to change. No matter what's going on around in the world, nothing's going to change my relationship with you, God. Amen. Because your favor's on my life, not because of what I've done, but because of everything you've done, God. Your favor's on my life. Hallelujah. Next verse. Look at this. Let the house of Aaron now say, His mercy endures forever. Aaron, if you're watching this morning, we love you, and I pray you're saying that. His mercy endures forever. Amen. His grace, His hasid endures forever. We serve such a good, good God. Amen. It is really what we're doing this morning, and what Palm Sunday is all about, is putting on our praise to God. See, praise positions you in that place and reassures you of your authority and what you have in Christ. God desires we praise Him this morning. We give Him thanks. We worship Him. Amen. And that's exactly what He was instructing them to do. Give thanks. Give praise because, God, your hasid, your mercy endures forever. And when you begin to praise Him, it lifts you out of the doldrums of life and puts you into that position of authority and thanksgiving. It really places you in the position of faith as an overcomer as you praise Him. See, I really believe that praise is the highest form of faith, the highest expression of faith. Because what our praise says to God is it's already completed, it's already done, and now, God, I'm just here receiving all the benefits that you've provided for me, and I give you thanks for everything that you've done for me. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, put on the garment of praise. Psalm 61 verse 3 says, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So we place that garment on this morning. We praise Him. The Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. So we praise Him today. We take our rightful position of authority and give Him the glory and the honor and the praise. We break the power of darkness with praise. You stop the enemy's onslaught with praise. Amen. You overcome with the power of praise and thanksgiving. You get your mind refocused when you begin to worship and praise and honor Him. Amen. You begin to thank Him for all the good things He's provided because He's such a good God this morning. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Praise gives you power over everything in this life, over any onslaught of the enemy. Praise is the position of the believer. Amen? Hallelujah. Who would have ever thought a few weeks ago we would be praising Him for simple things like toilet paper? Who would have thought that? But aren't you glad? Aren't you glad this morning that you can walk into a store and actually find toilet paper? I bet you some of you praised Him over toilet paper. Thank you, Lord. I'm so glad toilet paper's right here. Oh, hallelujah. And some of you got more in one roll. So you're really thankful, right? But you know, it's amazing. When we go through times and seasons, and we begin to recognize how good God is and how faithful God is, that our praise just arises out of our hearts. Amen. And I want to just share with you this week, and as you go through these things, just keep your praise on. Keep praising him. Keep worshiping him. Don't be distracted. And when you are, if you do get distracted, get back into your position of praise and authority. Amen and amen. Drop down to verse 25 and 26. I said it's a prophetic psalm. This is actually a prophetic psalm, and it has to do some here with the actual triumphant entry on Palm Sunday that Jesus came riding on the donkey into Jerusalem. And this is what they shouted as he was riding in. And they had this prophetic come true over in Luke, and this is what he said. Save now, I pray. They shouted, save now, I pray. Save now, I pray. I believe this is a call right now throughout the world. Save now, I pray. Rescue me. Protect me. Help me. Heal me. Save me. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. God, send a turnaround, God. Everything that the enemy has stolen, we're believing it's going to come back to you 100-fold. Amen? Nothing that he's ripped off from you is not going to come back. Because when you begin to praise him, you stop the enemy in his tracks when you begin to praise the Lord. When you begin to worship the Lord, the enemy just stops in his tracks and has no position at all or nothing in your life. Save now, I pray thee, O Lord. I pray, send now your prosperity. Next verse. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. Amen. These prophetic words of deliverance, as they were singing and they were shouting and they were waving their palm branches as Jesus was coming into the city, and they were saying, save us now, send prosperity now, deliver us now. That is exactly where we are today, and we give him thanks and we give him praise because he's already provided for it. It's already done. It's a done work. Amen. Let's look at the story just a little bit over in Luke chapter 19. Turn there if you got your Bibles this morning. You got it open. Luke chapter 19, and let's look at verse 37. Luke chapter 19 and verse 37. And let's start there, and let's read a little bit and just listen to what was going on. We're going to go down to, I believe, verse 42 this morning. Then as he was now drawing near the descent of Mount Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and praise God. I pray that's what you're doing this morning. With a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen. Begin to praise him for everything that you can reflect on in the goodness of God. Next verse, amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They said this, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Blessed is the King. And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. But he answered and said to them, I tell you, if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. If these would keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. If you've ever been to Israel, it's all stones. It's so bright in Israel on a sunny day, you have to wear your sunglasses. And what he was saying there, look, if these fail to praise me, see, religion wants to keep you quiet. Religion wants to keep you conformed, but Jesus sets us free. And he says, if these disciples fail to praise me, I'm going to put some lips on some stones here, and they're going to begin to praise me. Listen, we are his stones now. We are the ones that give him the honor and give him the praise. Turn over, if you will, for a moment to 1 Peter chapter 2 and look at verse 4 and 5. 1 Peter 2, 4 and 5. It's powerful stuff here, man. I want to give you this. I want you to see this. I want to see who you are. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4 and 5. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to get it up there. There we go. Coming to him, we come to him, coming to him as a living stone. Jesus is a living stone. He is the rock. He's alive. He's our offense, our defense. Amen? He was rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. How many know he is precious? Hallelujah. He is so good. Look at our position in him. Next verse. Amen? You also are rolling stones. No. Living stones. Amen? No Mick Jagger here, right? You're living stones. Are being built up a spiritual house a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. You and I now are these living stones. We've been grafted in. Amen. We are a part of the kingdom of God. We have the ability and the unction to praise Him and to give Him glory and honor and thanksgiving because now we've been made alive in Jesus Christ. We've been hewn and placed in the position of gifts within us, and we give those gifts out to God. He is so good. God is bringing us together. Praise the Lord. I want you to turn to 2 Chronicles this morning, and we're going to go down through a familiar story, but I wanted to share it because I felt it was so pertinent for everything that's going on right now, and it's concerning praise, and it's concerning defeating the enemy. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 1. Praise the Lord. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 1. I'm going to give you a minute to turn there. Find it. It's very important that you're there. Very important that you get to Scripture this morning. This is what he said. It happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came against or battled against Jehoshaphat. So the armies, the Amorites, the Perizzites, all these sites were coming against the children of Israel to battle against them. It kind of feels like, and you know, our president and others said, we're in a war, we're in a battle. But aren't you glad that Jesus has already won the war? Aren't you glad that the battle is the Lord's? Amen. Let's look down through here just a moment and see what happened and the transition that took place. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you, far beyond the sea from Syria, and they are in Hazaran Tamar. Next verse. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah. You know, so many Christians are walking in a spirit of fear right now. God doesn't want you living there. God does not want you walking there. You don't have to be afraid this morning. As Kay said, you can be wise but not fearful. God doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but of what? Of power, love, and a sound mind. And so he had a fear come upon him because all of these armies had surrounded them. But you as a believer do not have to walk in fear. And he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judea. All Judah, he proclaimed a fast. Amen. Next verse. They were seeking the Lord. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. And from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Listen to me. This is going to be an unprecedented time of people coming to Christ. It's already happening. Holly had an awesome opportunity this week to share the gospel with someone and to invite them. And I'm telling you, God is working and moving. Don't you listen to anybody else tell you that God's not working during this season. This is a season where God is working, and in the darkest times, the church should be the brightest light. Amen? We need to be shining. That city sit on a hill that cannot be hidden. You know, God wants to just gloriously bring people unto Him during this time and have the revelation of God's grace and not religion. In fact, I believe there's going to be a breakout of religion during this time. People are getting tired of just having to perform and try to get God's attention. I want to tell you, when they discover how much God loves them and God's grace, there's going to be enormous revival, and I believe it's happening right now. And not only that, that God is the healer. I'm hearing testimonies of people being healed of the coronavirus. Listen, a virus is nothing for God. God is our healer today. Amen? He is our healer. Praise God for His healing property in the finished work of Jesus Christ. We're not striving to get it. We already have it within us. So they came from all the cities to seek the Lord. Next verse. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. Listen to what he said. Next verse. And said, O Lord God, our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nation? And in your hand is there not power and might so that no one is able to withstand you? He began to remind God of who he is. Now, you know, God doesn't need reminding of that. Actually, Jehoshaphat and the people needed to be reminded of who God was in the midst of trouble. Sometimes you just need to open up your mouth and start reminding yourself of who God is and what God brought you through before. There was an old song that we used to sing years ago, said, if he did it then, he'll do it again. I want to tell you, God is a God that'll do it again and again and again. He's going to bring you through this. You're going to come through this just like the children that were tossed in the fiery furnace, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. You're going to come out. You're going to come through this. You're not going to even smell of smoke, baby. Amen. There's going to be no fire up on you. Why? Because we serve such a good, good God this morning. Start reminding yourself. Start praising God of those times that you thought you weren't going to make it, but God made a way for you. You thought you were going to die, but God healed you and raised you up. Start reminding him and yourself of all the goodness of God in your life. Man, that when you do, you cannot help but praise him. You cannot help but thank him. Next verse. Man, I love this. Are you not our God? Are you not our God? Hey, Lord, are you not our God? Personal. With me. Amen. God, aren't you the God who drove out the inhabitants out of this land? God, aren't you the God before your people Israel and gave it into the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? He is our God this morning. He's driven things out of your life. He's moved things out of your life. He's made a way for you when there seemed to be no way. He is a very, very good God this morning. And you just need to celebrate and give him praise. Man, he is so good. Woo! Hallelujah. Just take a moment and thank him right now for his goodness. Hallelujah. God, you are so good. You're so faithful. God, you have done it before. You'll do it again. Amen. There is no lack in you. God, you are the God of provision. God, we thank you this morning. God, you're so awesome in this place, in our living rooms, in our hearts, in our lives, in our car, wherever we are, God, you are good, and we give you the praise and the glory this morning. Amen. Man, religion is an ugly thing, but a relationship with Jesus is a freedom. It is a joy. Hallelujah. Man, you can have that calm spirit. God is so good today. Praise the Lord. Look at this next verse. I love this. And they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name's sake. What are they saying? Next verse. If disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save, deliver us. This temple, we're not talking about this building or some church building somewhere. He's talking now in New Covenant terms. I'm talking in New Covenant terms of this temple, my temple, your body, amen? No pestilence or famine or judgment is going to come. Why? Because he took all the judgment. Amen. He removed the judgment from us. Man, these people out there that are just going on and on and on about, oh, this is a judgment from God. It is not a judgment from God. Things happen. We live in a fallen world. But thank God we're not of this world. We've been delivered. Amen? We're in Jesus Christ. We're in his love and his care today. Cry out to you in our affliction. Lord, you're going to hear us. And God, you're going to save us. Listen to this next verse. Amen. And now, here are the people, Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. Next verse. Here they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. That's exactly what the enemy wants to try to do. He wants to try to throw you out of your possessions. He wants to try to throw you out of your inheritance. Listen, he cannot do that. You take your authority this morning. You speak the word of God boldly today. Amen. We have an inheritance from Jesus Christ. We have the inheritance of God's grace in our life that provided all things for this life, even toilet paper. God's going to provide that for you. Don't you fret and worry and run around. You know, man, just be at peace today because you have an inheritance from God. You have a possession from God. You have a treasure in earthen vessels from God. Amen. It is there for you, and it's supplying for you all the time. Thank you, Lord, for our inheritance today. Next verse. Hallelujah. Oh, our God, will you not judge them? Aren't you glad he already has? For we have no power against them. Aren't you glad we have power now? This great multitude that came against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are up on you. Thank God for focusing on Jesus this morning. He is so good and so pure and so lovely. And as you feed on him, man, I'm going to tell you, the old song says the things on earth will go strangely dim. Next verse. Amen. Now all Judah with their little ones, their wives, and their children stood before the Lord. That's where some of you are this morning with your wives, with your children. You're standing before the Lord. Next verse, and I love this. Then the Spirit of the Lord came up on Jezreel. Everybody had to be in this commercial. All the relatives had in this scripture, they had to be honored in this commercial, right? And he said, and the Spirit of the Lord came up on Jehazazel. Wow, that's hard to say. The son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeel. They're going to name every one of them, right? The son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, and in the midst of assembly. Phew, I barely got through that. Almost spoke in tongues several times, but we're there, right? Next verse, amen. And he said, this is what's important. Listen this morning. Then he said, listen, all of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Turn to somebody right now and say, just let it go. Let it go. The battle's not yours this morning. Let it go. The battle is God. This is a prophetic word for you today. Let it go. Drop your worry. Drop your concern. Drop your fretting. Let it go. God's going to take care of you. If he can feed the birds of the air, amen. If he can clothe the grass of the fields, he can take care of you this morning, amen. You're much more valuable than they are. Next verse, praise the Lord. Tomorrow, go down again to them. They will surely come out by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Next verse, amen. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Position yourselves. Put yourself in the position of praise today. Amen. Stand still. Don't fret. Stand still. Stand still and see God's salvation, God's provision this morning. God's help for your life. Amen. And see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. He was with you, O Judah and Jerusalem, O Discovery Church, O believers out there watching today. He is with you. Do not fear. Do not be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. You can go out tomorrow. The Lord is with you. Amen. You can go shopping at the grocery store. The Lord is with you. You don't have to fear. God is with you. Next verse. Oh, man. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. All of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, and they began to worship the Lord. Power position, man, the position of authority. Next verse. Amen. Then the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. Next verse. Amen. So they arose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. Believe in the Lord. Doesn't say to strive, work, pray harder, fast 24 days, whatever. It says to believe in the Lord. That is what we do. Amen. We have faith in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Lord your God, so you shall be established, his prophets, and so you shall prosper. We believe in God. We believe in God's word. That word coming forth in your life, he wants to prosper you and help us today. Next verse. Amen. And when they had consulted with people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who would praise the beauty of holiness. And they went out before the army of the Lord, saying, praise the Lord for his hasid, his grace endures forever. Praise the Lord, his grace endures forever. Praise the Lord, his grace endures forever. Praise the Lord, his grace endures forever. Hallelujah. Amen. It's by his grace that God's providing for you. Praise Him and give Him glory. Amen. That's what they were saying. Praise Him for His grace. Thank God for your provision. Amen. Next verse, I love it. Now when they begin to sing, begin to sing right where you are. Begin to praise. The Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Amen. This thing is going to come to pass. This thing is going to be defeated. It's just a thing, man. That's what it is, just a thing, and it's going to be defeated. God has given us authority and power as believers today. We are resting in His grace. We are trusting in His praise. You may say, well, Pastor, it looks like it's going to be a midnight hour. In the midnight hour, it's the time to give Him praise. It was in the midnight hour that Paul and Silas began to sing praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And the doors were open. God sent an earthquake, and the doors were open, and they all went out. Amen. And the jailer said, hey, what must I do to be saved? And that's exactly what people are asking today. Paul said, hey, man, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your household are going to be saved. God wants you and your household to be at rest today. God wants you to be at peace today. I'm telling you, God is good. He loves you so much today. Why don't you stand this morning? Amen. We're going to make some confessions before the Lord today. We're going to praise Him today right where you are. Hallelujah. Because God is so, so good. Amen. Band, come on up this morning and just help us praise a little bit here, and let's rejoice in the Lord. Come on, let's say it like we mean it today. Father, we thank You today. We praise You. We give You the glory. God, we shout out Your grace, Lord. Your grace, Lord, is making a way for us. Thank You for Your grace today. Thank You for Your provisions today. Lord, thank You for the blood of Jesus over the doorpost of our house today. Lord, we thank You for our family being secure and safe today. God, we thank You, no plagues coming near us today, Lord. We rejoice in You. We praise Your name today. God, we just give You the glory, the honor, and God, we bless You this morning. Hallelujah. We bless You today for Your goodness in our lives and in our hearts today. You're such a good, good God, Lord, and we honor You this morning, and we bless You today. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Man, I know some of you are feeling better already. Amen. Just put on that spirit of praise and take off that garment of heaviness today and let God just bless you and minister to your life. God bless you today. Hey, join us this week. We're going to have some great, exciting news. Join us Sunday. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a drive-in Easter service. Man, invite friends, family, pull up in your car, receive the Word of God. We've got some other good things we're going to share with you during that time. You are deeply loved. You are highly favored, and God cares so much about you. We love you. We're praying for you, and we know God is working in your life and on your behalf today. Share the good news of Jesus Christ with somebody this Palm Sunday. Give Him praise. Give Him thanksgiving. And know we're all going to be back together soon. Amen. Have a Jesus-filled day. Blessings to all of you. Amen.